A reading from the book, The Bronx Sioux, by Sparky Lyle and Peter Gollenbach. During the time he was forbidden to run the Yankees, he wasn't allowed near the clubhouse. One time Boston really kicked our ass, and this was the time when George would usually come busting into the clubhouse to chew us out. Bill Verdon was the manager, and he called a meeting, and I saw that he was standing there holding a tape recorder. That's awfully strange, I thought. Verdon said, "Gather around here and listen." Verdon turned the tape recorder on, and it was George. George said, "I'll be a son of a bitch if I'm going to sit up here and sign these paychecks and watch us get our asses kicked by a bunch of rummies. Now, goddammit, like they say down on the docks, you have to have balls." And he was going on and on. We thought it was really funny. For weeks, we were grabbing our nuts and saying, "You have to have balls." Still, when you really think about it, you have to admire his competitiveness. The guy hates to lose. In 1974, we were in first place for a couple weeks in September, but we faded, and we ended up losing the pennant by 2 games to Baltimore. We lost to the Milwaukee Brewers the second to last game, and that eliminated us. And that night, George held a party for us. Before it was over, he got up to speak. He said, "Tomorrow's one of the biggest games of the year. You go out and show them that you can win tomorrow, and that way you'll get your minds off losing the pennant. Go out there tomorrow and kick their asses." That's how competitive George is. Everyone kind of said, "Jesus Christ, the season's over and he wants us to kick their asses tomorrow." It made a big impression on us. We went out and we beat the Brewers the next day 2-1.